I think it is an area where we have to be mindful of the fact if we generate movement in immigration streams of people in their late 50s at the moment, they're adding to a challenge that we can already see on the horizon. And from a strategic point of view, if we can see that the numbers of 50 to 60 year olds are very, very high, we need to make preparation really in everything from planning to healthcare, right the way through for this to be part of our future population.
So in terms of the work that you would see the Select Committee doing, what exactly would they need to be looking at?
I think they'd need to be talking across the government departments. That's the bit that's in there. We've got the Our Ireland Plan now, and the idea of the work of this Select Committee, I could see fitting into each of the five main sort of topical areas that run across. In political issues, in any political issue where you have different views at different age groups, and one of those at the moment, a survey earlier last year showed the extent to which the younger population are very, very keen to see efforts being taken to reduce our climate change impact. The older population are less so. And in our current profile, the voice of the younger people doesn't get heard because it gets swamped by the age profile of the island, even though they're the group that perhaps will be more heavily affected by this. So there's a breadth to what's happening here. But the issues relate to housing, they relate to health and social care, they relate to education.
Now, if Tim Wall does give this committee the go-ahead, you are asking that they would report back by the end of the year.
That's right.
How important is the timeline on this?
In one sense, the timeline is quite short. I think there are some quick wins. But in another sense, we're looking at the population balance of the Isle of Man. And that's perhaps a 50-year plan, if you like, that we try to have a population more balanced than this. And we're just careful that we don't push it too far. I would hope that there would be some decisions. Indeed, I'm aware of some areas of movement in different parts of government at the moment that actually would help to contribute to keeping people here and making life better for young families.